you inspired Joyce to write The Finnegan's Wake, and Bob studied The Finnegan's Wake for so long. What were you trying to tell Bob?
It's a cipher, a play fair cipher. And he couldn't, for all these years he studied it, he's pulled people together, killed poor Frank Zappa over the bullshit. I don't even know what that was, just a waste. But then he came through all that mess, and poor Gail was right behind him. I mean, he was a race all the way to the bottom in the watermelon hay. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And awareness is still unaware. The cosmic awareness is still underwear. They're in their underwear, aware.
And how do the castles connect in the wake?
Well, you had to have the code to the Playfair cipher.
Is there more to the code of the Playfair cipher than Angel? Is there more to it?
No, that's all.
But you have to know how to do the Playfair cipher. There's
Lord suffering cats. If you don't know, it's the Playfair cipher. Once you figure out a Playfair cipher and you have the code, now you got to tell us how to apply this. Why don't we just print it and put it on the boob tube and you can watch a video. You get your facial book, we'll tweet it. We'll tweet all the Finnegan's Wake to you, all fixed. But that'll piss everybody off because a lot of people are giving their very testicles these days just to get access to it. We're giving it away for free. So we don't know. It's all interesting. It's fine. But, well, oh, yeah. Bob, we've answered your question. Come up with a question.
Ion, is the code for Finnegan's Wake similar or related to the code at Castle Chambord?
Is the code at Chambord similar to the cipher at Finnegan's Wake?
Yes. Yes.